We often talk about scams. It seems like there's a scam on every corner. And who's looking out for you and me against particularly IRS scams? Well, someone who has spent a long time doing just that is on the line with me. Patricia Gentile is a taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, the founder of New England Tax Relief and Patricia Gentile Coaching. Not only that, but she has a podcast. How much more credibility do you need? Patricia Gentile joins me on the line. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're happy that you're out there looking out for us because there is just a scam on every corner. Now, we talk about IRS scams. What does that entail? What's under that umbrella?
That right now, the IRS, what's under that umbrella is happening daily, literally being reported in a matter of daily or in, you know, every other day by the IRS, even on their website. And they are, for the month of July, going to do what they call their they're going to do a special summer program called Protect Your Clients, Protect Yourself.
Wow.
Campaign. Yes, to help tax professionals protect themselves against new and ongoing threats involving tax-related identity theft. However, just you mentioned my podcast, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems. And last month, my episode with Angeline Wiersbeck, B-I-C, let me say that correctly, covered, this is her area, the scam taxpayer, and what can we do as professionals. So we covered almost a dozen of the common types of scams, and in particular, we were talking about one of them being a refund scam, and I had just so happened to receive a day or two before she was on my podcast, an email from some scammer with the IRS logo and their official logo and IRS and Internal Revenue Service. You would think it was definitely from them, saying, "Dear taxpayer, you know, after the last annual calculations of your fiscal activity, we have determined that you are eligible to receive a tax return refund of $976. And it went on to let me know how to have them process my payment, my excess payment, meaning my refund.
So
the funny thing about
was
that
the clue? Was that the clue, Patricia? Because so often that's where we can see that it is a scam, when they start to talk the language of the gift card, the Western Union, those types of things that just don't seem to ring quite true. Tell us how this turned out.
You're absolutely right, because they say there is a place you click into that says complete my information for them to process. And for your convenience, we recommend not using a prepaid card because sending funds does not support this card. Mm. So where there is the credit card scam or the gift card scam also going on out there, these, if I had clicked into that, I would have been giving them all my information for them to access my refund, and most likely it was going to be direct deposited in my bank account instead. So they didn't want to do the prepaid card. They didn't want me to provide them with a prepaid card for them to put the refund on. They wanted my bank information.
Wow.
Here's the kicker. I did not file yet last year's 2023 tax return. I'm on extension right now. I can't get to my return in time.
So that's what tipped you off.
Oh, well, what tipped me off, I'll tell you what tipped me off. And this is always what tips me off about being fished through email, much less scammed, is the actual address from the sender, the email address from the sender.
Yes.
The other thing that tipped me off is that the IRS will never email you. They will never email you. But the sender's email address said tax, the word tax. And then it just went on and you saw this ridiculous address that you knew was scamming address.
And that's a great point, because the government, in its infinite wisdom, is not terribly technologically savvy. There's still a lot of paper going on, and for some good reasons. I mean, you can't do legal transactions online. They have to be on paper. And we are still not that paperless utopia that we were told about it was going to happen any minute now. The government is still running on paper, isn't it?
50-50 at this point.
Yeah.
50%, and I think in a good direction, 50% on the technological aspect of paperless. The other 50% on paper, I think, is appropriate. You don't want emails, and the IRS will always take this position. They will not email on purpose. They refuse to. There's just too much opportunity for breach on that. It's not a secured forum. I will say that the only time an IRS employee will give out an email is when they have their own secured box email and you're working one-on-one, for example, with an IRS appeals officer or an IRS revenue officer, that you can send them information directly that way.
Well, or an IRS. That's a great point, Patricia Gentile. That is an excellent tip.
Yes. And so that's where I enjoy that they got to that point where it happened actually during COVID. The auditors, IRS auditors, they were working from home. They weren't in their offices. You couldn't meet with them and bring them a box of, supporting docs.
Right, right.
Oh my God, I can't tell you how much I had actually emailed or faxed directly into their computers a particular audit I can think of that I had 100 pages to send to them of supporting docs to send to this auditor. And that's how they had to roll.
That's a great point. The government is still using fax. You want to time travel? Just deal with the government. Here's our fax number. It's like, great. should I stop off at Blockbuster on the way to the IRS office? We're talking with the tax expert and IRS scam detective Patricia Gentile, fighting the good fight, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems. So that's the latest that the thing that we want to keep in mind as we talk about, when we talk about so many other scams, the scammers are very sophisticated, aren't they?
Oh, extremely. It's actually, you have to listen to my episode last month with Angeline. So sophisticated that this is a job for the scammers. They go to work like right now they've punched in. They're sitting at a desk and they have a list of taxpayers to call or email or create a scam on. They do it all day long like a job. And then they punch out and they go home.
So where would they have found, let me ask you this, Patricia, where would they have found your email address or Angeline's email address? Was it a hack? Was it a phishing expedition? How do the scammers end up with your email?
That's exactly what tends to happen, is they get it through a breach. They get it from professional hackers. There's professional hackers that will turn around and say, here's a list. Here's a list. And then the professional hackers get paid for giving the scammers a list, and the scammers sit there all day long and work that list. I wanted to mention something to you too that is new to me. I just ran into this called, we all are aware of phishing scams, but the IRS actually mentioned spear phishing. Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of that. Tell me about spear phishing.
It's where taxpayers and tax professionals need to be alert to fake communications posing as legitimate organizations in the tax and financial community, including the IRS and the states, like the state taxing authorities, your revenue, your Department of Revenue, State Department of Revenue. And these messages arrive in the form of an unsolicited text or email to lure victims into providing valuable personal and financial information that can lead to identity theft. And going back to my email, I think I was spearfished. That's what I think my email was. It wasn't a phishing. They spearfished me. You know, they had, by spearfishing on my email and doing that, doing a fake communication, posing as the IRS, which looked very legitimate when you open the email.
So
the, especially the logo.
For sure. Yeah, that's the scary part. It looks legit. It really does. You really have to be on your game to make sure that, because as you say, the IRS does not email and would not communicate with you in this way. What other advice would you give, Patricia Gentile? I mean, it looks like it's not a question of if we're going to get hit. It's a question of when. And what are some safeguards that we can take just to be on our guard and to be on our game so that this doesn't happen to us?
You know, it's a good question that I will answer in a moment, but I want to say that's a good point. What you just said, it's not if, it's when. There's a daily or every other day alert from the IRS of where IRS has warned taxpayers about misleading claims about non-existent self-employment tax credits. And I just saw an odd one the other day. IRS reminds car dealers and sellers to be aware of phishing scams. They want to remind car dealers and sellers to be aware of evolving phishing and smishing. Now that's another word.
That's another new one.
Smishing scams that could impact day-to-day operations of the business. Here's the summer. Here's 4th of July sales. Here will be the rollout of the probably 2025 models of new cars and trucks at the end of this in August. Here's going to be Labor Day sales. And, you know, there's a lot of people selling and buying through those other type of car brokers.
Yes, the third parties,
Right, the third parties. So it's not just dealerships, it's those third parties. And so getting back to what you said, what can we do is, you know, don't open, you know, as simple as we've been talking about for years, is don't open an email that you don't recognize the sender. Just send it to your spam folder and let your internet service provider just block it and spam it out. That's a big one. It's always worked for me for years, and I practice that all the time.
That's some great advice.
I can clear out my email box very quickly that way. The other thing in terms of scams, common scams, is, you know, getting that phone call. Don't stay on the phone. If, you know, there's this smell test. Don't get intimidated or scared when somebody calls and says, I am from the IRS, I am so-and-so, and we're going to come and get you if you don't pay us this much. Hang up that phone and call your CPA or call me at NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. Go to my website, 1-800-880-8388, or email me, Patricia at NewEnglandTaxRelief.com, and get in touch with me. And let's talk about it, because this is what happens. People freeze. They get scared that somebody is coming after them. And guess what? They know they don't have, they didn't create a balance due. It's just in that moment of that type of threatening phone call from the IRS that people think they did something wrong. They're like, the IRS must know better than me.
There you
I
go.
I mean, it's the psychology of what that does.
Don't panic. Call Patricia.
Don't panic.
Excellent. Give us your number and website once again, Patricia Gentile.
Oh, thank you. Please call me. Feel free. 1-800-880-8388. With any tax issue, please. And go to my website, newenglandtaxrelief.com, and check out my podcast, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems.
Excellent. Thanks for fighting the good fight. We really appreciate it. Some great advice, and thanks so much. Have a great summer.
You too, Bruce, and thanks for having me on.